बैठो जल्दी सर, डोंट डू हियर एंड दैट शिट एट वंस। व्हाई यू डोंट मेक इट फर्स्ट रेडी? What he told? No. Tat sadhu manne asur varjade hinam sada udvignadhiyang sada udvignadhiyang asadagraha hetvatma patam grihamandakupam vanam gato jadi harimashe. You know this slok? Stand up. I want to know that among all the devotees, you have come from so many far places. Some have come from India, spending so much money, and also giving your all jobs. We have come here only to hear me and to attend the classes of bhakti is here in all respect. You should try to attend morning Mangal Arati, Tulsi Parikrama, giving water to Tulsi and Vandana Samkirtan, then breakfast, and then again doing classes at 10, from 10 to 11 or again taking some rest, chanting, remembering always, and again attending our classes in evening up till 9 or 8. Then you can chant also yourself, and then you can take remnants of Krishna, and then you can sleep, chant, remember at that time again in morning. So you have from so many different. I want to know that today who has not attended Mangal Arati, I want they should keep their hands up. So much thanks to you all. So much thanks to you. Because you have spent so much money. What you are doing, I don't know. If you are chanting, and you can tell, give explanation that I was chanting. You can chant before or after. Sleeping, you can sleep after or before. No harm. Oh, we are chattering and pattering each other so much. No harm, you can chatter patter after that. So, I am happy. I want to be like you, that as you can have left all these things and chattering and pattering and sleeping and taking something, I cannot do like you. I want to be with Krishna the same thing, giving up all worldly things. So I think that you are really renounce order persons. For self-recreation and self-interest, you can give up Krishna. So you are really so high. And those who are giving up everything for Krishna, they are really very selfishness. So much selfish. No? Because they want to gain something. And you to lose everything. I want that you should not be like that. You have wasted your money so much. You have come to be inspired for 7 days. It is like a training. In Polish, you have seen trainings for 1 month or 6 months. In everywhere, in law also, in everywhere we have seen that there are some special trainings. Though you should see that, understand that this is a special training for devotees, all kinds of devotees. So you should try to attend all the classes and to be very strong. If you are strong in my coming here, then you will be strong forever. Alone, even you will be alone, you will be very strong. And you can teach others also. A lazy man, a person who is not doing bhajan, how he can help others? So, this training, this is, you should think that this is like a training. So you should take mission. Otherwise, those who are managing, they will fine you. Understand? Fine? They will fine you. Krishna is the manager, managing, and he will fine. He has power to fine. He has power to punish you also. Hare Krishna. You should explain that sloka. You want to see this sloka? Have that sloka? Have sloka?
So, death is surrounding on all sides.
The rats are for doing.
The rats represent day and night. So every day, or at every moment, our life is being reduced.
They are cutting branches, our lives.
And
so?
So Prahlada Maharaj, he is explaining this to his father, and he is saying that what you have undergone severe austerities to attain, because Hiranyakashipu performed such severe austerities that no one...
Then what his father did? And he at once took that his son and fell down and what? Throw. And wanted to kill and murder. But the, and he began to rebuke his teachers, Shandamak. Shukra means, Shukracharya means what? Controller of sediment. By this, birth and death comes. How to take birth? He knows well. And if a man dies, he can sprinkle some water and at once he will be again alive. And he can give birth to lakhs and lakhs first. He is Shukracharya. And his son Shandamarka. Shanda. Shanda means wild bulls, always furious. Why furious? For any cow. Oh, they are furious to each other only. That he is taking my share, he is taking my share, only this. In world, we see Hitler, Mussolini and all other, we are all quarreling each other for self-gain, for nothing. So all are Shandamarka. That all that we have not taught him to chant and to take side of Vishnu. We have never. So he is telling himself all these things. He told that are any Narad or any alike persons are coming and associate him? Don't allow anyone to come to his school. Never. And if they are coming, then
make a report to me.
A report to me and I will see. Anyone should not associate. You should teach him only Sham, Dham, Danda, Bhe. What is the?
Four types of political policy.
What? Sham.
Cheating means to control others with sweet words.
Sham. Dam. Buy money.
High salary or big position.
Yeah. Sham, dam, danda.
Punishment.
And where?
Creating division.
Divide and conquer.
Oh, this country is so well known for this. They have ruled by this policy, whole world. But now they are not able to control Scotland, Ireland,
Wales.
They all want to be
independent.
Here, all Rajniti politics falls down. It is not forever. Warfare, few words. But he wanted that Hiranyakashipu, that I am a king. A king shouldn't be so expert in all these things. So why they should learn Sham, Dam, Dandaved, all these duplicity, what are?
Diplomacy.
For a king, for a Rajkumar, the prince, it is very essential. So he wanted that my son should be expert in all these things. But Prahlad has read so many things, has taught so many things by Narada Rishi. Now he has nothing to learn. But his two teachers prayed, king, that please, again, we should have a chance. We want to train this boy in your line. So please give us. Again, kindly, king, get one more opportunity. And for some months, he tried to teach him same thing. Duplicity and all Sham, Dam, Dandaved. So that after me, he will be very strong king like me. But after some time, when he again called Prahlad Maharaj, his son, and very affectionately he took him in his lap and told, you have been given to school. I think that now you are learning something. So what is the essence of all teachings you have been learned? Please tell me in very brief. Then what Prahlad Maharaj told, Namin will explain. More than about 80. Can you explain more? Iti punsarkita vishnu bhakti shival navalakkhana kriyeta bhagavati adha tannan dhetmu. You should explain more. Being there, oh, no need. Don't waste time.
So, Srila Guru Dev was going to explain
Iti Punsakita.
Iti Punsakita.
First, yourself should be surrendered. And then do anything, then it will be bhakti. And you are thinking that I am not qualified, I am not surrendering myself, I will offer my some fruits to Krishna like yat karoshi jadashnashi. Then it will be not pure bhakti. It will be some arup siddha and mixture of all karma argyan. So we should not go towards that. Prahlad Maharaj is suddha bhakta, and that is why he wants that all should be pure devotee, not mixture. Go on.
So,
but Krishna is not there, you are not meeting. So you should first surrender yourself in the lotus feet of second Vishnu, Ashraya Tattva Vishnu. Who is Ashraya? Ashray Bhagavan, Shevak Bhagavan, that is servant God. Who is he? He is Guru. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So we should surrender how we are. Don't think that we are qualified, unqualified. What you are in that stage, you should offer yourself. He will make you qualified. He will make you sincere. He will make you bona fide. You cannot be yourself by your own activities. You never, never and never you can be. So what you are, you should offer yourself in the lotus feet of your Gurudev. That is Sevak Bhagavan. And thus it will go to lotus feet of Krishna. Then you will hear from him Samadang Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasyam Sakyam. And then by hearing by your Gurudev, Shiksha Gurudev, everything, you will be qualified. And then you will know that who am I, my body, my senses, my Atma, everything. And then you will do Atma Niveda in the last. Okay. Then, what became? Oh, hearing the name of Vishnu, and hearing that he is not telling anything that I wanted of Sam, Dam, Dandabhed, all the duplicity and duplicacy and politics. He is not telling anything. How he will be a very qualified prince to become a very good emperor like myself? He will not be. So he became so furious. And Vishnu has killed his brother, so he was enemy of Vishnu. So he never liked to hear the name of Vishnu. And he never liked that my son should be in the party of Vishnu. So he became very furious and was kicked and wanted to murder. He ordered all, his all soldiers and the commanders, commander-in-chief, to at once kill, but they could not. Mad, bad elephants were brought there to crush Prahlad. Oh, they went, and when they smelled Prahlad Maharaj, at once they began like mad and roaring, trumpeting. They quickly ran out from there. Some serpents were thrown out, but they quickly run. Opposite side. Poison were given. No effect. He was thrown from the hills, mountains. Nothing was. Krishna took him in his lap. He was thrown in the midst of endless ocean. But Krishna came like a boat and took him to side. And Prahlad Maharaj was weeping in prayer and love and affection. How sweet you are. How you are saving me. So you should have strong faith to Krishna that he will surely save us and protect us from all kinds of problems. Don't care for these. Prahlad Maharaj has shown these things. Then he becomes so disturbed. What should I do? I think that I can control all world, I can put to death all, but I'm seeing that death is coming through my this ignorant child. What should I do? He began to tremble and think. He could not do anything to this very little weak 5 years old son. Then Shukracharya's son, Sandamark, they suggested him not to be worried. My father is coming just now from his trance. From trance, he will come soon. And he will make very soon any arrangement that this boy will be in line very quickly. You should not worry for that. We will again taking him, and until our father comes, returns, and he should be sent in his school, and we will always keep guard that Narada or anyone cannot come here. Thus, he was satisfied and he told that, oh, you should take. But he also told, who has trained these boys? I think that you have. Then bring my sword and I will put it on your heads, both Shanda Marka. And they began to tremble. Then he asked, who has told you all this? To serve Krishna? Govinda Bhagat. Naishamatis tamang uru kramamri. Shushat anatta uru kramamajadatta. Maishang padraje vishekam. You should explain. You should listen all these things and try to take, follow all these things.
So the
also, from where you have learned all this?
From where
if your Gurudev has not trained you, very and being so much what left actress at acting and crowd
anger.
His face was became very reddish, eyes reddish like reddish, and he was asking, "Where from where you?" Then he began to tell.
San Maka asked for where. San and Maka.
Where there?
So then he.
Not to boys.
Then he stated this verse. Naisham Matis Tava Urukan.
No, Naishamakti is tam uru kramangrim, like this. Very bold. Oh, yes.
So, in English, I say, he said, unless.
Sing a lori for sleeping boys. Oh, sleeps.
So, unless one is smeared on his body.
You should not see the book and very boldly. You should. Take the
only by
essence of these slokas.
Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter. Not only does he
that Krishna has said that he should akinchan, no. He never wants all these things. Like rock?
The ashes.
Ashes. Ashes have no value, so for this no value.
So just
poison. So they have left all these things easily, like stool.
So these material possessions.
Hiranyakashipu thought and told.
So.
Oh, foolish boy. You are telling that I have nothing learned from my Gurudev, and my Gurudev is bogus, foolish. I have not learnt anything from him. And I'm foolish? You are telling like this. Oh, only you are so much
intelligent.
So, I have not cut a grass whole life. My Gurudev is so
qualified
in all these things. I have learned so many things that I have become Ajar Amar, I have become immortal, I have become. Do you know? Polish? Why you are teaching me all these things? I know all things more than you. So stupid, you should be. Stop your telling. But Prahlad Maharaj continued. What? Nate vitur swarthagatin hi Vishnu durase aje bahirathamana andha jathandhai rupaniyamana vachis satyantya purudhamnipatta. What is the meaning? Now the Prabhu. At once, quickly. Very quickly. And in a strong way. Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj are talking. Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, I'm not telling you and your Gurudev foolish, but I'm telling the truth. Andha jathandai upaniyamana. What? Hiranyakashipu told that I have gone to my Gurudev and 1,000 years I have attended his close and hearing his always sam, danda, bhed and all controlling to know the ways how to control whole world, and foolish you are telling me that you are blind. I am not blind, you are blind. Prahlad Maharaj told that I am not telling you, but I am telling the truth that those who don't follow Krishna or Vishnu, that don't serve, they don't chant, they don't have no devotional services to Vishnu, practically they are all blind. In this world, having eyes, very rare person. All are blind. Their gurus are also blind. The disciples are also blind both. And though like them, if anyone is taking the help of any blind person and he is himself blind, then what will be? They are going to see a match. They have no idea. Cricket match was going between France and England. Or Australians have, Caribbeans have reached here, and very tug of war was going up and down. They were going to, they have no eyes, but they want to taste. And in the midway, one has some lathi stick and other has, and we should very quickly proceed, otherwise the play match will be
finished.
So we should quickly go. And there was a very big beat, and both
fell down.
So those who have not eyes to see Krishna, to serve Krishna, chant Krishna, remember Krishna, they are all blind. So all the gurus are like these, bogus gurus. They cannot give a proper way. They cannot direct. Then andha, Vedas have two motives, interior and external. To fire sacrifice, gomed, ashwamed, and so many. Gomed means cows offering, and horses offering, and so many things. But only to have swarga. And from there again they will come here. And again lakhs and lakhs times birth and death, suffering and sorrows. Nothing gained they have. So, to follow this is externally. So all the demons, they follow this idea. By Vedas, we should tell truth, we should practice these fire sacrifices and all these things. And they want only happiness in this world or outer of world in Swarga. But they are never satisfied and never happy. And those who have some inner eyes, they will see that, oh, Vedas has always telling, Vedas are, that you should chant, remember, and do devotional service to Krishna. The, uska pratipadya vishay, Vedon ka pratipadya vishay,
subject to be described in the Vedas.
Vedas, only bhakti and bhakti and bhakti. Bhakti Ravainam can take anyone to Krishna. So, when he heard, again he became so more furious. That he is telling my Gurudev Shukracharya that he is
blind.
If anyone is not blind, then you can tell him blind. He will not be furious. But if anyone is half blind or some blind, then if anyone will tell, oh, blind person, come on, then he will be very furious. So his guru was one eye blinded, you know. Who did it? Vamandev has done it. Bali Maharaj, by the... Vamandev has done this. Those who will give any, make any problem in Krishna service, in chanting and remembering, he will be blind. To be blind by both eyes is better than be one blinded. He will somewhat see and somewhat not see. So he becomes so furious that, he is criticizing my Gurudev and also me, that I am his disciple. So he again picked. Then he told that, who has taught you all these things? Tell frankly, otherwise I will
kill you.
Then he told, Naishamatistavat Urukramam. Naishamatistavat Urukramangring. Ishvishatanarthayapagamo jadarth. Mahiya sangpadar jobhisekam. Nishkinchananang navidi tajav. Very good thing.